toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number, by the way, is brought to you by Cycle CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To the phone calls we go. Jeff in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about a little bit about the shadow government. I tell you, I'm talking about the CIA, DOD, Department of Defense, black budget fraud. And, of course, Congress has already addressed this. It's a grand theft, a ripoff of taxpayer money, and a blatant violation of Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution.
And what is it that is going on, Jeff? What are you
What I'm saying is this covert world of black programs, the acts with virtual impunity, overseen and regulated by itself, funding through secret slush funds and free of congressional oversight. And my point is this, trillions of dollars of taxpayer money is being stolen and missing, and the federal government, these CIA, Black Ops, and DOD, Department of Defense,
I thought the old allegations, Jeff, was that they were selling drugs to get the money. You're just saying they're siphoning it?
I mean, they do that, too. They do that, too. But
I see.
They're breaking the law. There's several federal statutes. I mean, I can't go into them all, but it's also in violation of the Constitution. And to refresh your guys' memory, and this might ring a bell, on September the 10th, 2001, the day before 9/11, Dum Dum Rumsfeld went on national TV and stated that there was $2.3 trillion of taxpayer money that was missing that they couldn't find. They didn't know where it was at, and still the Congress to the day still hasn't found it. And, of course, this is...
Trillion. That's a lot of money. I mean, their budget's only about $3 trillion.
Yeah, and it's ironic that on September the 10th, the day before 9/11 now, that they talk about this $2.3 trillion. That is a lot of jack.
So, Jeff, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm contacting several committees right now. I'm contacting the House and Senate Armed Service Committees, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees.
What do you think that's going to do?
The House and Senate Appropriations Committees. And because...
What are they going to do, Jeff? Are they going to sniff out the missing $2 trillion? It's missing. It's gone. It's been spent.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about future abuses and misconduct.
What do you propose? What are you suggesting they do? Put in another layer of bureaucracy?
I'm saying that they have some oversight, and they start regulating these funds. And
so a new bureaucracy is what you're calling for. Bigger government.
Well, I'm sure that Jeff, he's doing what we're supposed to be doing. He's trying to be vigilant about, improprieties that are going on. No, I agree with you.
It can work. If you put a complaint in writing...
Nonsense.
I don't think it can. I mean, I'm of the opinion after I saw the Supreme Court ruling on...
Congress has already been talking about it. They've already said...
Talk is cheap, Jeff. Talk is cheap.
Well, yeah, it is cheap, but
Jeff,
at the same time,
after I saw the Supreme Court ruling on the First Amendment as far as the right to petition for grievances, and I realized that the Supreme Court wasn't even going to hear that from the We the People organization at GiveMeLiberty.org, I realized, you know what? This is just one big system of people who don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about individual rights. They don't care about any of the precepts that the country was founded on.
Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck with trying to change the system within the system. I think I've come to the conclusion that it doesn't work at all. You know, it's very ineffective even at the state level. Let me give you a real-life example here. I talked to one of the state senators today. Here in New Hampshire. Now, one of the things you'll hear about New Hampshire as you listen to, for instance, the people that are promoting the Free State Project, of which we are two Free State Project members, from the political viewpoint, and there's a lot going on in New Hampshire that's not political, that's market-based activism that I'm really excited about, but even the political guys have been having some success. And one of the things they'll tell you is that the New Hampshire state representatives are so much more accessible than the state representatives from whence they came. So we used to live down in Florida. I don't think Catherine Harris. She was a senator, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, anyway, where you live, it may be a little more difficult to get in touch with these guys. But here in New Hampshire, that doesn't still mean a whole lot, because half of them still won't return your phone call. Some of them you will get them to answer their phone at home, and, you know, their kid will answer the phone, and they'll pass you to mommy or daddy, who happens to be the representative.
So, I've talked to the local senator a couple few times since I've been here. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, she's never once returned my phone call until today. The senators are more difficult than the representatives to get in touch with, just because there's more representatives, and the senators consider themselves more important because there's less of them, and so therefore they're not as interested in talking to you.
They quote-unquote serve more people than do the representatives, so, you know, one could make an argument that they are, in fact, a bit more important.
So one of them, and I don't call her very often, I only will call on certain issues when I'm asked to by some of the activists here in New Hampshire, and the one issue that I called about earlier this week was marijuana decriminalization. Here in New Hampshire, there's a bill that has passed the House for the first time in New Hampshire's history to make it so that possession of a quarter ounce or less of marijuana is no longer an arrestable offense, meaning that you'll be handed a citation or a fine if you get caught with marijuana. Seems like a reasonable, teeny, tiny step in the right direction towards decriminalization.
Yeah.
And so that was why I called Ms. Molly Kelly. And
not real fond of Molly Kelly myself.
No, she apparently has the one of the two highest authoritarian ratings, or lowest, whatever you want to call it.
Molly Kelly believes the government can solve anything.
Right.
She cares deeply. She's one of
these
people.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
Yeah, she cares about people.
She claims to.
I really do believe she cares.
I talked to her about that today. She doesn't give a damn.
But she doesn't care about people individually, but she cares about society as a whole.
Oh, okay.
The good folks.
Yeah.
She wants, you know.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means.
So
she lives in a very nice house in a very nice section of North Keene.
So I had called her a few times in the past, and so this week I called again just, you know, for the hell of it. Maybe she'll call me back someday. And so she actually called me back today. And so I asked her the question that I had originally intended to ask, and that was, well, how do you feel about the legislation? And so she gave me, and by the way, all this is summarized at freekeen.com, probably in a little more detail than I'll give you here, but she gave me sort of the typical politician answer of, well, I haven't read the legislation yet. It's just come across my desk, and I haven't had time to read it. That's usually, you know, the first blow-off you'll get from a politician.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And so
I'd like to be informed about this important topic you're talking about, citizen.
Right. So then I changed my question. Since she didn't know anything about the legislation, I briefly summarized it for her. But then again, I haven't read the legislation either, so it's not like I can say this is absolutely what it does, right?
I've read a bunch of legislation this year. I worked for volunteered for the NHLA, reading, some laws and trying to pick out the ones the worst.
Yeah.
My section is the labor, my subheading is labor, so I get all these, sort of rules that by which employers must employ employees and that kind of garbage. But,
your point about reading the laws is what you were making.
Right. It's difficult to read them and understand what they're saying.
Sure. So I didn't want to ask any more questions about the legislation. At that point, since I had her on the phone, I figured it would make sense if I just found out her feelings on the issue. I mean, if you bring up an issue, shouldn't someone have feelings about it? Shouldn't they have an opinion?
Right.
Especially if they're a politician? Well,
it's pretty simple. We've summarized the legislation here,
right,
and we can do it in 10 seconds. It basically takes marijuana possession from, you know, of a quarter ounce or less from down from a misdemeanor to $200 fine. It's easy.
Correct. And so I summarized it for her, and I asked her, in general, how do you feel about the issue of marijuana decriminalization? Pretty simple question. You could answer that by saying, well, I feel it's a bad idea, or I feel like it's a great idea. There are really only two ways you can go, or I'm not sure. She could say I'm not sure. In this case, her response was non-responsive. She said, I'm not familiar with the details of the legislation. And I said, look,
I'm not asking you about legislation now.
Yeah, let me make this clear. I didn't ask you about the legislation. What I want to know is how you feel about marijuana users being arrested and put into jail cells. Her response to that blew me away, Mark. She doesn't believe marijuana users are arrested. She said, that's not happening. I said, oh, really? I'm standing in the room right now with someone who, Julia, my girlfriend, who was arrested for marijuana possession, and she spent 18 hours in jail. In fact, over 750,000 people are arrested in this country every single year for simple marijuana possession.
I believe it'll be 800,000 this year.
You're probably right about that.
This shows up every single year.
Even though I gave her all of that information, she still denied it. And I'll continue the story here, because there's more to it. She got very upset at me, as a matter of fact. I was getting upset at her, of course, because it's very difficult for me to keep my composure.
A senator that doesn't believe in reality.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
You're voting on my life?
it was very hard for me to keep my composure while talking to this woman because it was shocking to me that you didn't have an opinion about people being arrested. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Hi neighbor, this is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the bulletin board system. Over 340,000 posts, lots to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Soviet-style central planning does not work. So what's the best way to reach out to liberty lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live. Only you know what's best. You choose what project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose what you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. And check out the new blogs they have over there, too, at freestateproject.org.
Now, remember, people shouldn't get confused about this Free State Project thing. The idea is not that New Hampshire is already a free state. It's that there's a lot of work to be done, but New Hampshire is probably the best starting point in that here there's already no state personal income tax. There's already no sales tax. So,
and a lot of people would second guess whether New Hampshire was in fact the best place for the Free State Project to show up. I can make a darn good argument that it is the best place for the Free State Project. But you know, there's some factors that some people don't like. Chief among them probably being the weather.
Beautiful right now, I'll tell you that.
It is. Spring is springing, and it is beautiful.
Yeah, we're about to see some green soon, which is always nice.
But you know, you can have liberty, or you can have the state, or you can sit there and have the belief that the state that you thought was the right state for this was the right state. But you can't have both, because we're going to have liberty by 20,000 liberty-loving individuals moving to one state, not by people just sitting in the state that they thought was the best one for it.
But as I said, there's a lot of work to be done, including dealing with the existing status quo and the people representing it in the form of certain politicians. In this case, I was talking to one of them today, unfortunately. Normally, I don't busy myself with calling or talking to politicians, but I will occasionally make a phone call or two or three or 30 or 40, depending on how I'm feeling. If I'm asked to by certain organizations that I like. In this case, it was New Hampshire Common Sense, which is an organization working on decriminalizing and maybe even relegalizing marijuana. And so I'd called and placed a phone call into the state senator for my area, the Keene area of New Hampshire. Molly Kelly is her name, and she actually called me back for the first time in my history of leaving messages for her. And I had a chance to speak with her briefly, where I asked her what her opinion was on this marijuana decriminalization legislation. She said she had no idea what it was all about, so I summarized it for her and asked her.
You know, what everything that I've gotten from her also is she has no intention of telling the little people what it is that they're going to do there in the Senate, and it's disgusting.
So I summarized it for her, and then I asked her, just generally, how do you feel about the issue of marijuana decriminalization? Certainly, this has come up before. Certainly, this issue has come up onto her plate as a self-styled progressive or whatever. She certainly advertises herself as, you know, one of the greenies and all that. Certainly, she would know, living in what they call Green Keene, a college town where there's marijuana all over the place. Certainly, she would have had an opinion about this, but no. She has no opinion about it. In fact, she doesn't even believe people are arrested for smoking marijuana.
I don't believe marijuana exists.
And I was just struck by this, taken aback.
Well, she doesn't believe that people who are arrested for marijuana go to jail, is what she had said.
No, she at first did not believe that people were arrested for it.
Mm.
And then she told me that she didn't think that necessarily meant that they went to jail. I told her I was standing in the room with someone who went to jail for 18 hours for marijuana possession. She still continued to disbelieve me, said she was going to have to research the issue. So at this point, I'd asked her several times for an answer to my question about how she felt about marijuana decriminalization. And so I changed the question around a little bit, and I just asked her, well, knowing that, you know, whether or not you believe it's true, if marijuana users are being arrested in jail, do you support that? So that's an easy question, right? You put yourself into the possession.
If you don't believe it's happening, surely you can't support it, right? Because it's unbelievable to you.
Right. So she said at that point she got offended. And she said she did not want to answer my question.
Right. She got offended because you kept asking the question and you wouldn't let her dodge it.
And
she is earning her money from your tax dollars, and she doesn't feel that she has to answer your questions.
No.
That's what these politicians are all about. They're disgusting.
Right. And I originally brought this up as a counterexample to what Jeff was calling about how he thought he could change the federal government. Look at all the trouble we have with just state senators. These people are power-mongering freaks. Anyway, so she got very upset at this point, and I was upset at this point too, because I was losing my cool totally, because this woman is just she's just full of doublespeak.
Yeah, she is. I spoke to her on the seatbelt issue, and you know, she
voted in favor of
seatbelts. She listened to me, and she would reiterate what I had said back to her, but she wouldn't give me any stance. I'm going to have to look at it a little further.
Then she suggested, Mark, that this was an attack phone call, and that she had never experienced an attack phone call as awful as this one in her history of being involved in politics. So I kind of took that like a badge of honor in a way.
Well, thank you very much.
but still, she refused to answer the question, and so I told her that, you know, at that point, I felt like she doesn't care very much about her about people getting arrested for marijuana possession. And she then told me that she cares so much about her constituents. In fact, that's what she's all about. That's what she told me. She cares so much, but she refuses to answer the question. So then I asked her,
do you care about the constituents that smoke marijuana? Because I can assure you that she would not answer. Out there.
She would not answer the question. And I asked her if she knew anyone who smoked marijuana. Then she got really offended that I would dare ask such a question. And then, get this, Mark.
I don't understand what's wrong with that question.
She then decided to attempt to threaten me.
Oh, good.
Right? Because these politicians, they think they're special and they're, you know, really powerful. And so she doesn't really have a whole lot of power over me directly. But what she does have power over is whether or not she votes yes or no, right? So she throws out this threat to me that says that, well, I don't like your demeanor, and this is not a good way to get me to vote in the way that you want, you know, you want me to vote.
Mm.
And, you know, I told her, I said, I don't care how you vote. At this point, all I wanted to know was how you felt. And now I know, so now I'm going to tell everybody I can. So I posted an article over at freekeen.com, and I'm talking about it on my show. And Kat Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press picked up the article, and she's going to publish it in her newspaper. And I sent out a press release to all the local media about it. So we'll see what comes back on this one. I've posted her phone numbers, by the way, at freekeen.com. Her home phone number is there, her office phone number. If you want your calls to be screened, call her office. But if you want your calls to not be screened so much, you can call her house. And her email address and her home address is all there. So if you feel like getting in touch with her about this issue, you're certainly welcome to do so. Because you could tell her if you want. If you're planning on moving to New Hampshire, you could tell her you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire and you're, you know, disappointed in how she handled this particular issue.
Believe me, she does not care whether you're moving to New Hampshire.
No, she's. I was just giving you a possible excuse that might make you feel better about contacting her from outside of the state. But anyway, just as an example of how crazy some of these people are. She doesn't believe that people are arrested for marijuana possession.
She knows that people are arrested for marijuana possession.
What kind of a fantasy land? She didn't realize they went to jail.
She knows they go to jail. She's a liar.
Yeah, she's scum of the earth. Let's go to the phone calls. Dennis on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian, for giving that woman a peace of mind that she really needed to hear.
Well, I'm glad that you're pleased with this.
I hope you make her life hell.
I'm going to bring you back, Dennis. Hang on. I'm glad Dennis is pleased because he's one of the major activists as far as the political scene here in New Hampshire. And usually when they say that you have to, when they ask you to call a politician, you're supposed to be very respectful of them. And so I felt like I might have done something wrong in this case because I lost my cool, totally lost it with this woman. And so we'll continue here with Dennis and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There is an unobserved sign of the times, sign of the end times, the last days. The book says, I quote from it, "In the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be," end quote. Shall be, and then there is a list of the shall be's. 20 traits or attributes you don't want in your life if you don't want these to be your last days. Read them. They will be posted for a short while at our website, AnotherUntoldStory.com. One of the traits is, and I now quote, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth," end quote. What does that mean, you might ask? But you should ask, is that me? Because believe me, you don't want these traits, particularly that one, if you don't want this to be your last days. And yes, that is you if you are more concerned about being politically correct than correct, about being acceptable in a society that doesn't accept truth. And just what is truth? Well, that's another untold story for another broadcast, but go to AnotherUntoldStory.com if you are wanting and are able to come to the truth.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com, 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. FreeTalkLive.com. By the way, features including updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors, roasted to order, from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package, and it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com.
It's as good as any cup of coffee I've ever had.
It's got the Mark seal of approval.
Yep. All right. Kind of picky.
Let's continue with your phone calls. And back to Dennis in New Hampshire. We had just finished telling our listeners a story, for those just tuning in, about a particular state senator and how she just lives in this bizarro fantasy land. Either that or she's just a scummy liar. I was trying to nail her down with a simple question on how do you feel about marijuana decriminalization? Do you support arresting and jailing marijuana users? And she refused to answer the question. Dennis, you said I did right?
Well, I'm a manager by trade, and I believe in getting the most out of every person on the team. Now, if I was talking to Mark, to be honest with you, I'd say, Mark, you could have done better. There will come a day when we need Molly Kelly's vote for something important, blah, blah.
You just expect more from me. I'm used to that, Jeff Dennis.
Yeah. Now, I'm dealing with Ian here. And for Ian to just be onside at all, right, I think, you know, I am happy as heck. Because there's another important thing, and that is just letting this lady know she's not appreciated and her constituents are pissed off. And there comes a time when it really is important making her feel, because keep this in mind, she's got a volunteer job. She's not getting paid for this, not really.
She's not? Okay.
And this is her
first. I thought senators got paid.
Time.
I thought senators got
paid. $100 a year.
That's all senators get? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
$100 a year. It's in the Constitution.
Good.
They devalue the money. They take it away from themselves. So, and this is her first time. I'm not even sure she expected to win. A lot of Democrats got into positions that they didn't expect to get in because everyone was pissed. Yeah. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So if she feels like, damn, you know what? This job sucks. I just get people, you know, pissed off with me on the phone all the time and no one appreciates me. It's easy to walk away from a volunteer position you're not getting paid for if you're not appreciated. So I'd say, you know what? So what if she votes against you just out of spite? I say, so what? So what? She's an authoritarian.
Yes,
and
she is.
And that is another thing. I mean, the authoritarians are the ones that don't return the phone calls, that are just annoying and authoritarian. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, there are. If I want to find some piece of information in the New Hampshire Senate and really know what's going on and really have a good discussion with someone, I'll call one of the good senators. The guys typically from up the north of the state, the sort of woodsy guys.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe that government's a good idea in the first place.
Nice.
I'll give those guys a call.
So I think the one thing that I definitely know I messed up on, though, Dennis, was I should have recorded the call.
I can't believe you didn't do that.
Well, it didn't really occur to me. I've got this Grand Central feature. This Google has this website called Grand Central, and I think it's still in beta. But anyway, you can get a free phone number, and you can port different phone numbers over to it. So you can give out this one number, and you can have it ring up to six numbers at the same time. It's a really cool feature.
It's very cool.
But one of the things that allows you to do is record the calls as they come in. So what happens is it'll screen your call for you, and it'll say, you have a call coming in from Senator Molly Kelly, or whatever it is the person says when the thing beeps. And then it gives you several options. You can either send them straight to voicemail, take the call, or you can actually start recording the call. Or you can actually send them to voicemail and listen to them leave a message, which is kind of weird, kind of voyeuristic. But I didn't think about it, and I only thought about it after the fact, so I went right to freekeen.com and started blogging what I remembered of the conversations as it was fresh in my mind. So next time, if she ever calls me back, I will record the call.
I wouldn't worry about that.
The local media thing is great because your neighbors, the ones that don't know anything at all about any Free Talk Live, they're going to see that, and that's great. You know, maybe she'll get a whole bunch of phone calls, because whether this thing passes the Senate or not, There are things being set up in the background, that no matter what happens, the massive public outpouring is going to set stuff up for us in the future. So pass or fail, we are definitely laying groundwork here.
Give me a quick sales presentation, if you will, Dennis. I'd mentioned before just a couple brief pointers about why New Hampshire is such a great starting point to achieve liberty in our lifetimes. How would you pitch someone on that?
Well, I mean, to my mind, the Free State Project, in my opinion, the way I'm going about things, is very simple. It's a simple plan. And it involves just a couple of dozen people getting elected into the state house. And basically, once we control one branch of government, we can stop any new bad stuff that happens and start putting the status on the offensive.
Very, very doable.
On the defensive, rather.
Yeah, very doable
plan. And that's the thing, yeah. I mean, if you show up and you're just not a jerk, and you're reasonably nice to your friends. And
you're not talking to Ian right now, are you?
Hey, I was nice to her in the beginning of the phone call.
To Mark, to be honest.
I'm likely to run at some point. All right, keep going with your point.
Yeah, well, you know, if you volunteer somewhere and, you know, you run at the soup kitchen or whatever and you seem to be a nice guy, or, you know, you spend time with the old people at the old folks' home, just volunteer somewhere.
Fire
in the
department.
Fire department, whatever. Chances are when you run, you'll get elected because it's a volunteer position, it's unpaid, and there's a lot of them. So it is not at all unreasonable for a person to expect to get elected into the state house. Maybe not the first time you run, maybe the second or third time, but just be known in the community and you can get elected. And the nice thing is, the state house, even now, even with, you know, Democrats in power, quote unquote, they're not more than like two dozen, three dozen people in power. So any of the big important issues like seatbelts or marijuana or whatever it is, it's never more than two or three dozen votes one way or the other anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So two or three dozen people can really quite realistically take over an arm of the government.
Well, take it over in the sense that hold it hostage, as it were. I mean, you know, you're not going
to
pass
the
through.
Constitution. How's that?
What's that?
Hold it hostage to the Constitution. Like,
right.
Make sure the votes go constitution-wise every single time.
It's not likely that you're going to pass.
Yeah,
it's not likely you're going to pass a whole bunch of legislation through there if you have a couple dozen people. But you could very well stop a great deal of legislation from going through, and that is important.
Now, Dennis, that might be an exciting vision for people interested in politics, but it wasn't really answering my question. And my question was, for someone that's out there who heard me say that New Hampshire was a good starting point as far as, you know, being active for liberty. I mentioned the, you know, no income tax and no sales tax. What are a couple of the other pointers, just in general, that we have right now in New Hampshire that makes it better than the other states out there that you would say?
Well, sure, there's a big laundry list of no things that we don't have. You know, we don't have an adult seatbelt law. We're the only state in the union without one. We don't have a helmet law, which a few states don't have. And just things are so open and accessible. Again, you know, you ask me, I'll tell you from the way that I think is realistic is the political angle, that so much of it is open and easy that you can pretty much just show up and be in the thick of things. It's shocking. And then, of course, there's the concentration of free staters. I mean, just the wacky, unheard of concentration of libertarians. I mean, it's so libertarian out here. You're one of like, I mean, you're the biggest one, but you're one of like three libertarian radio stations. Radio programs on the dial,
mm-hmm.
right?
Where do you get
libertarian
that?
TV and newspapers, and the message is really getting out there. People you talk to, they know what libertarians are. Even the worst people in politics will sometimes pull a funny one and say, you know, I'm kind of a libertarian at heart, blah, blah, blah. So they've heard of the word. Plenty of other states, no one even knows what a libertarian is.
It's true. Totally true.
I think it's great.
It makes me think of something that occurred for me one evening. I was out at a bar enjoying a cocktail, and some girl said, "Oh, I know you. I saw you in the newspaper or something like that. You're a libertarian." And I'm like, "Yeah." And then she gives me this funny look, and she's like, "Do you believe in aliens?"
Dennis, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at organproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior radio broadcast, sponsored by freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Whatever you need to buy, Amazon sells it. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been an instance of me looking for something that Amazon hadn't had what I needed. What we're doing right now, Mark, is we're looking into starting.
I was looking at the big things of shotgun shells.
They sell ammo?
Yeah, they sell ammo.
Damn.
But they don't have big things of shotgun shells. They only have like the five shotgun shells or something. That's all I saw displayed, at least.
Generally, though, man, they've got it. 41 categories to shop in. We were looking recently. We're starting a cop watch here in Keene, New Hampshire. Finally, been waiting for this. Right,
yeah,
now
great.
We finally have enough activists now to do it, and one of them has taken the lead and is running with the ball. And the idea was thrown out there that the cop watchers, and I think that they've done this in other areas, like Detroit or whatever, the other cities with cop watch, where the cop watchers will not only be armed with video cameras, but they'll also have reflective vests, you know, like the cops themselves.
Official.
Right, the cops themselves wear them. And so that way we'll be, A, more noticeable, B, they'll know who we are because we can get reflective vests and write cop watch on them with, mm-hmm. like, black sticky letters or some sort of stencil painted on there. Whatever, I'm not sure how the letters are going to get stenciled on, but it'll look really nice and official. And you know how they are. The government people, if you've got an official-looking press pass, then they treat you a little bit better. And if you've got an official-looking reflective vest on, who knows how they'll treat us?
I don't know. I think at first they're not going to like the idea that there are people out here that have the hubris and the gall to watch us. We're the watchers. No one watches the watchers.
Well, too bad for them.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen. And so Amazon has more of these reflective vests than, I mean, it's almost overwhelming. as far as which one you want to get, because there's blue and there's red and there's yellow, and it's, you know, there's different shapes and different options and so many choices. And if you shop at amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage. So start there. amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your emails here from John. Subject line: I love government.
What?
He said, Ian, you are an anarchist. Anarchism, which is the theory or doctrine that all forms of government are oppressive and undesirable and should be abolished, is a theory that history has proven does not work. With no government, the strong prey on the weak.
Right. You mean the people that are the government?
Hold on a second. Are you saying the strong are not preying on the weak today in the form of the government?
I would say that, in fact, the strong, the powerful in this government have enslaved all of us.
Yeah.
That we're the serfs of the federal government by having to, by virtue of the fact that we have to fill out income taxes and pay property taxes, that we don't even own our own land, that we don't own our own labor, that the only thing that you own is, like, your own body, and you better not try to end your own life.
These particular strongmen that are in the form of government today have convinced everyone else, they've convinced all of their victims, you and I, that they're necessary.
Right, that you'd be far, far worse off without them.
Government, he says, should be... Oh, he says, that's what most people believe. I believe that if you were actually confronted with a situation of no government whatsoever, you would cease to be an anarchist. Who would stop others from taking your rights? Well, who's stopping them today? Seems like they're just knocking them down one by one at the federal level. So the rights are going away now.
Well, he's envisioning a world of with no control and no order at all. And you don't claim to be an anarchist.
No, I'm a free marketeer.
And I think that I think there's some value in what you say there. You know, he's imagining a world with no order. You don't imagine a world with no order. You simply imagine a world where voluntary interaction is, the order of the day.
Which is pretty much what our world is today, with the exception of governmental affairs and other criminals. So he's concerned that people are going to take my rights. Well, that'll stop when people are willing to defend themselves. It's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is one of the lowest crime states in America, is because you can have gun freedom here. For the most part.
No, all except for convicted felons, I can tell you that.
Right. But generally, the New Hampshire gun laws are much more lax than other states' gun laws, and as a result, we don't have as much violent crime. So it's not the cops that are keeping people in line. Go drive around rural New Hampshire and tell me how many cops you see.
The town that I'm moving to doesn't even have a police officer.
And people aren't killing one another, Mark?
No.
Isn't there a substation?
If you try to go up to somebody's house and give them trouble, I think you're going to be in big, big trouble yourself.
That's the answer to the question of what will stop others from taking away your rights and your property. You will. Anyway, he continues. Government, he says, should be a collection of individuals who voluntarily ceded some of their rights to another in exchange for protection of those remaining rights that they have not given up. Okay, fine. Fine. Voluntarily is the word that he used in there.
Right.
And these governments are not involved in voluntary interaction.
You know, that's not even worth disputing, because, you know, that's just the mumbo jumbo that goes with it. But, you know, the idea that you can't get protection from roving gangs, people would want that. The marketplace provides everything that you want.
Sure does.
Everything. So I really do believe that in a world where there was no government, that wasn't somehow blown apart with a big, huge bomb and civilization was destroyed.
We have to
go
there voluntarily. We have to choose this.
I don't think civilization and government go together, but if you destroy civilization, you're not going to have any kind of rule at all, whether that rule is voluntary or not. But in a world where there is civilization, you're absolutely going to have organizations that want to provide you with protection.
In most cases, all that's going to require is locks on your front doors and a couple guns in the house. That's what it is for most people. That gets them by just fine. If you're a little more high profile, you know, Donald Trump, you might need some bodyguards, in which case those services would be available as well. Or if you need investigative services for after the fact or insurance to protect your assets, all of those things will be available.
I'd feel a little better with a security company driving by once a day or something like that. But
do that, sure.
You know, that sounds something like what police do, but I can assure you they don't. I've lived in many, many, many houses where, you know, I like to buy on dead-end streets. It's kind of my M.O.
Mm-hmm.
The cops don't come down at dead-end streets.
Well, sometimes I see cops out in front of my house, Mark, but all they're doing is waiting for people to run the stop sign.
Yeah.
So the cop could be sitting in the, you know, in, on the street in his vehicle. Guys could be
waiting
taking
to
TVs.
Give you a ticket.
Well, he could be taking somebody. A criminal could be taking a television out of somebody's house behind him, and he would never know about it.
No, he's busy watching the stop sign.
So he says exactly which rights we've ceded to government and which we retain, and how closely does our government follow the rules that we've set up is a conversation we should be having, not that government should not exist at all.
I would agree. That's a great conversation to have, and it's a conversation I want to have.
Says
but I'll tell you this. The politicians are not having that conversation with us. They are not interested in having
that conversation
with us.
Here are some more rules. Obey.
And if you, you know, I mean, I'm with him. I want to have that conversation, but the fact is the other team is not interested in having that conversation.
But
what am I
supposed
to do about that?
We're going to have that conversation. We're testing the waters here in Keene. We're kind of finding out where the limits are and how far we can be free without them taking any action.
Right.
We're going to be gambling in public soon. See what happens there.
I have a lot of faith in the Free State Project and what we're going to be able to do here in New Hampshire, but what I don't have faith in is the small government types to do much about, you know, the progress of the state. People like the gentleman who's writing this letter, I don't have much faith in them. It seems to me that somebody who has a radical opinion like the anarchists, the free marketeers, the voluntarists, those kind of people would be, and by radical I really mean extreme. It's you know, both of those terms are a little harsh for what I mean about those folks, but it's those people that have that are fringe, that have these sort of fringe opinions, they'd be more willing to move. The small government types will sit and complain.
It's true. He says our relationship to government should be the same as our relationship to fire. Life as we know it could not exist without fire. However, it must be controlled because if left to its own devices, it will consume everything and will kill you. Government, likewise, must be controlled. Well, John, isn't that what the small government people have been trying to do for decades upon decades upon decades? Is it just that they haven't tried hard enough? What is it? Why is it in your mind that they haven't been successful? Fire is great for cooking food, he says, or heating your home, but it can't raise your children, keep you from hurting yourself, or ensure that you receive a fair wage at work, and neither can government. Your extreme views shut down the conversation rather than expand it. Put a lid on it, buddy. Let's agree that we need government, but that government, like a good guard dog, must be on a short and strong leash.
Okay, well, this you know, stopping the conversation argument that he has
ludicrous.
Here.
We converse six nights a week.
Right. And people call, and people, you know, at least we're talking about freedom and doing something about it. I don't know. I mean, this is sort of the mentality that I get from a lot of the small government types is, well, you know, we've got to keep on talking about it and keep on talking about it, just like the Libertarian Party has for the last 40 years. You know, it just doesn't seem like it's going to solve much. I'm all for the small government solution. I want that. However, it seems to me that the type of person that supports small government is just not willing to do anything about their beliefs.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNLive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.